Hello, everyone. Welcome to your Midday Boss Boost with me, Jackie Johnson. It is Thursday, May 31st, and I'm so excited that you joined me for another episode of our Midday Boss Boost, where we talk about entrepreneurship, business, the triumphs, and the struggles that we have doing what we were called to do. I thank you so much again, guys, for joining us. I get so excited when it's time to talk about business, when it's time to talk about dreaming dreams and having visions, all right? So I'm super excited today. As you guys know, I try to pick a topic for each one of our episodes. Today's topic, I want to deal with the lack of support within the community, within your friends, within your family, the clubs and social places that you're a part of. So I oftentimes even wondered myself, but even now get asked, why is it so hard for the people that know me to support my business? Well, that's a good question. And it's also one of the obstacles that most businesses face, especially businesses just getting started within the first year or two. The reason being is because when you first get started in business, you don't have a huge customer base. You can have a great product, but you still have to take time to build your reputation in the community. You still have to do marketing, and you still have to do different things to get your name and your business out there so people know who you are, and then they'll be able to try your product, love your product, and become an ongoing client. So because of that, it takes a while to build. So of course, naturally, we think all of the family members we have, all of the friends we have, the church we go to, the fitness club that we go to, the exercise class that we go to every week, surely I have enough people in my personal circle that can help my business be successful from the beginning. And guess what, guys? That should be a reality, but unfortunately, it is not a reality. It is sad to say, but most people who know you will not be your supporters. It is very important that you get comfortable with that statement now, because if you continue to look to other people to support it, you're going to find yourself bitter, you're going to find yourself heartbroken, and you're going to find yourself discouraged you're going to be discouraged if you're looking for your friends and family and your circle of people to support you and you realize that they're not supporting you. So it's very important for you to understand, sometimes it's not personal. Sometimes it's just the conditioning of us as a people. Even myself, I wasn't raised to shop with local businesses. I wasn't raised to understand the power of the community dollar. I wasn't raised that you patronize or support people who do things that you know over going to a department store or over going to Walmart or Target or whatever. I wasn't raised that way. But as I became a functional spiritual adult, I begin to understand that supporting entrepreneurs is not just a great idea. I begin to understand that this really was the plan of God for our lives as kingdom citizens. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ, and so when I study the word of God, it shows me that we are supposed to live what we call a kingdom lifestyle. And a kingdom lifestyle was ran much like a business, much like a village, I'm sorry. So that just simply meant that everybody within that village supported one another in some shape, form, or fashion. Even if you go back to the days after slavery had been abolished and black people began to own things and have their own sense of community and living, what they would do is they would get together after churches on Sundays or whatever they did, and they would offer whatever service or product they did. If you were a dressmaker, you made dresses and clothes. If you were a farmer, you brought your crops. They brought moonshine. Whatever it is that they specialized in, they brought it all together and formed a market. So instead of them going into the town and shopping with everyone else, they would shop amongst each other. So they would come, and sometimes they would barter. I have corn, but I need this, so I'll give you so much corn for that. They created a marketplace. They created a place that would support them, because if they bought from one another or they bartered with one another, nobody would go lacking. And so even today in this society, even though we are so beyond those things and we are so technically beyond all of that stuff, the concept still remains the same. Thank you for joining the Midday Boss Boost with me, Jackie Johnson, the Boss Queen, a loving wife, boss cultivating mother, disciple, author, entrepreneur, publisher, and mentor. I'll see you next Thursday at 1 p.m. In the meantime, be fearless, be confident, and be relentless in your pursuit of God's design for your life.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.